Good afternoon. This is today is I'm sorry. I'm today it's 1:30 right now. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, and this is Talk on the Rock. I'm Colette Zernike, your host, and we have Captain Chase here from the Salvation Army. And as many people have probably seen, the Salvation Army is holding a chili cook-off on April 13th at the Nolan Center. That's in two Saturdays. So KSTK is delighted that somebody's picking up the chili cook-off from the break we took from hosting it. And thank you for taking this on. Captain Chase, how long have you been involved with the Salvation Army?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. I always love coming to KSTK. It's like a little family in here, and everyone likes to have a good time, so it's always a feel-good place to be. But to answer your question, Salvation Army, boy, I think my family first went to the Salvation Army in Anchorage. I was 6 years old, and I was one of the kids, and my family was one of the families that the Salvation Army helped out. So we were there for goodness for many years, and then finally, I kind of took on the call to become a pastor with the Salvation Army, and so that was 2016. So since then, that's a pretty good chunk of time, I think, and now almost a year in Wrangell, which is pretty great too.
Yeah. So almost your whole life you've been involved with the Salvation Army.
Yeah, almost. pretty much. Yeah, I mean, well, I was a rebellious teenager for a few years, but yeah, pretty much my whole life.
Yeah, many of us are.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, can you just talk about what does being a captain for the Salvation Army entail?
Yeah, so that's a question we get asked a lot, whether we're, you know, a lieutenant, a captain, or a major. There's a bunch of different ranks, and we think about it like the system, very similar to what the military uses. So being a captain, that just means that I have had 5 years of active service with the Salvation Army. So we start off as lieutenants, and after 5 years, we become a captain. 10 more and we become a major and so forth. But yeah, so 5 years, almost six now. No. Yeah. Something like that. They tend to blend together after a little while, the years.
So you've been a captain for almost 6 years, meaning you have about four more years until you become a,
Well, the next one would be major, but other way around. So I was a lieutenant for my first 5 years, and now I've been a captain for a year. So I've got a few more years until I'm a major. Maybe my hair will start graying by that time. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. So what inspired you to take on the chili cook-off?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, personally, I love food. I'm a big foodie. I love to cook at home as well. And so I had heard that there was a chili cook-off event in Wrangell a few years back, but it just wasn't happening anymore. And that's COVID messed a lot of those things up, right? And so we kind of just started looking into it, gathering some of our board leaders, and we said, you know what, let's just do it. Let's do this for the community. Let's help facilitate something that's going to be fun for everyone. We'll have, you know, a minimal fundraising side that can help out the food bank, because that seems like a pretty natural way to go when we're talking chili competition. But the reality is the purpose is that we bring people together more and more. And that's just such a beautiful thing about Wrangell, is that I hardly ever call it a community. I call Wrangell a family, because that's really what it is. And so it's just another opportunity for the Wrangell family to get together and have fun and, you know, have some chili. Why not?
Yeah, and try other people's just like delicacies of chili, whatever that might be.
Well, that's the fun part, is that it can be done so many different ways. I had a chili not too long ago that actually had chocolate in it, and I was so surprised by that. You know, you have white chilies. I've even seen green chilies. So there's all kinds of stuff in. So I hope it'll be fun for everyone. Yeah, it's a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, and I have heard about chocolate and chili too. I may have tried it a long time ago to put chocolate in my own chili.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I didn't put enough though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things, I guess, where I'd be scared too. The idea of putting chocolate into chili does sound rather odd. So, yeah. Well, you know what they say, you can always add it, but you can't take it away.
But there could be another base to it to cover it up. Oh, you could add more chili to it.
That's true. Maybe we ought to make a chocolate chili.
I think so.
Okay. It's a done deal.
Yes. Okay. So the Salvation Army, were you all planning to like have some sort of get together? Why the cook-off? Was it, you know, were you planning on some event or you just, somebody yeah. came up with it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was an idea that many of us liked. It was a question that maybe it was one of our board members. It could have even been my wife now that I'm thinking about it. But we were asking if this was something that the community had done before. We think small towns, chili cook-offs, it's something we've seen before elsewhere. So I think, you know, one of us over there at the Salvation Army, we just started asking about it. And so it grew into something. And once we found out that it wasn't happening, we said, well, let's just do it. Let's provide this cook-off, and you know, everyone will, you know, there'll be some friendly competition with it, and it will just make it a fun thing. And so it grew really quickly, and you know, we're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and the flyer looks really good. Okay, so you mentioned that some of the proceeds will go towards the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
How else will the chili cook-off support the Salvation Army?
Yeah, well, 100% of those proceeds are going to the Salvation Army Food Bank. You know, we are serving over 50 families, 50 people a week at the food bank. We're really the only one that's official as a food bank in town. And so that money is used, believe me, for a good cause, because we know how expensive food is nowadays. And so that money, you know, it comes into the food bank and it pretty much goes right back out to provide more food for people in Wrangell. I mean, the food bank is open as we're talking right now. And so there's people driving up to get food, and they're leaving with bags of groceries that otherwise they wouldn't be able to have. And so it is important, as much as this is a community event to encourage and bring some joy and light to the community, there is that important element that says, yes, have some fun, come and enjoy it. But look at this that we have available right now that people can donate to, because we do need it, and people in Wrangell are definitely in need.
Yeah, and let's just talk about the food bank. Can you tell me, or us, what the hours are and days it's open?
Yeah, so right now we're open every single Tuesday from 10 a.m. To 2 p.m. And so those are our hours for the moment. There's always possibilities of opening on other days, especially on, you know, depending on what the calendar holds. But for right now, that it's Tuesdays 10 to 2. And we have plenty of food right now. But it's events like these that bring in some extra funds that allow us to keep replenishing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, have you hosted other chili cook-offs before?
Yes. A friend of mine and me, when I was a little younger, less wise. We had hosted a community chili cook-off in Anchorage. That was a lot of fun. We did that at the Salvation Army as well. And it was a blast. People came, they set up their big crock pots of chili, and then And then everyone else from the community who wanted to participate, they came in, they, you know, found a table, they got to taste whatever chilies they wanted, and they voted on their favorite. There were some judges as well, and it was a good time. It really is a low maintenance type of event, so it's fun for everyone.
Yeah. And is there a memorable moment there at that Anchorage Chili Cook-Off that you remember?
Yeah, I can remember one. I have always been a fan of spicy food. Love it. And so I remember there was someone had signed up at that chili cook-off from a physical therapy facility. And so their staff, they kind of made a chili representing their business. And so they brought it in. And I told them, I was like, well, I really like spicy. And they said, well, I think we can do that. We can provide something. And I'll tell you right now, that chili was so spicy. I made a critical mistake. I was just chugging water, which wasn't helping, obviously, but I was doing anything I could. So I realized I had made a big mistake. You got to be careful what you wish for, I suppose.
Do you know what spice was in there?
Oh, goodness. No, I don't. I should have asked. That way I can start serving it to other people so they can feel what I felt. I'm kidding. But no, I don't remember. But man, that was definitely spicy. Yeah, I remember that very quickly when you asked that question.
Yeah, I remember when I learned about ghost peppers. Have you heard about those?
Yes. Yeah, they're insane.
Yes.
They're incredibly spicy. And, you know, the sad part about them is I've seen people, like, go through, like, different challenges and see how many a person can eat at one time. And I'll tell you, I have done it before. And they are so spicy, and they don't even taste good.
Oh.
That's the sad part, is that they don't taste good. They're just spicy. So you hurt yourself. And there's no reward for it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you just can't really enjoy the flavor when the spice is, like, all over.
Yeah, yeah. That in that moment, that is literally all you can feel.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a ghost pepper pizza.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
It was. I remember enjoying it, and yes, there was a lot of spice.
Yeah, see, there you go.
So, how do you envision the cook-off to go here in Wrangell?
Well, like I said, I'm a big advocate for having fun. So I think that's exactly how it's going to go. It's just going to be a good time for people to enjoy conversations with one another, have some fun. And I'm sure people will, you know, say, oh, how did you make this? I need the recipe for this. And that's the whole idea, and for people and their families to just come in and enjoy one another, and the company that we can all share in. So I'm hoping that we definitely can get some more signups. Yeah, we've definitely been posting about it pretty frequently, and we're coming down to that wire. We got a couple weeks left. We still have some spots available. So we definitely want people to get pumped up and excited about it. Because the more chili, the merrier.
Yeah, I've never been to a chili cook-off before. So for here, do you see, are there going to be judges and the people who get to try the chili? Is it just small samples so they don't fill their bellies up fast? Or how will it work?
Yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, we've got little like sample cups, if you will. And so each station will be supplied with those. And yeah, the idea is for everyone to get a little taste, not a full meal at every single crock pot. That would not be good. So yeah, well, everyone will hopefully, you know, they'll bring a crock pot or, you know, or a big pot of their chilled home or however they're going to do it. We're going to have tables set up. We'll have little cards stands at every station. And then there will be two ways where the chili is judged. We have a few judges from the community who are really excited about it, and they'll be giving their favorite as the first place prize. And then the second place prize is the community's favorite. So as every person comes in, they'll also get a card with them to where they can vote on their favorite. And at the end, whoever had the most votes from the community, they'll be that second place winner. It's really not even a first and second place. It's the judge's favorite and the community's favorite.
Yeah, I like that. Not any hierarchical prizes. It's exactly what you said, judge's favorite and the community's favorite. So are the judges professionals?
Well, they do call themselves professional eaters. I don't know if they're necessarily professional chili judges, although if that's a title, I want to know about it. But no, we have a few judges who are part of the Salvation Army board, but they're also very well known in Wrangell for the amazing volunteer work that they do for both youth and adults in town. So they're going to have some fun with that. And then I think everyone will getting to vote on their favorite chili is going to be a good time as well.
Awesome. And so have you been perfecting a chili recipe? Are you going to?
Oh, man. See, the thing is that I don't want to I want to be humble. Because if I make a chili, I know it's going to win. Well, I don't know. There's probably some good chili makers out there, but I like to think that I'm pretty good. So I would say challenge me, bring it on. I mean that in the most friendly and competitive way. So I don't know. I have a few chili recipes that I got from my mother. And so, you know, there's nothing like mama's cooking. So we'll see.
That's right. And so you are submitting.
But I don't know if I'm going to really let mine win. I really want it to be in the hands of the community. But we will know the truth.
Can you share what will be in it?
Sure. Yeah, I can share a little bit. So in my chili, the base protein is turkey. And bacon. I can share that the one of the best ingredients that you can use in your chili is soy sauce. I love to use lots of green onions. I think they add a really nice flavor and color and texture to the chili. And then I'm really trying hard to get them in time. It's a matter of timing for this. But I also really love using okra in my chili. So a few little hints there. But that's just for mine. See, and that's the thing, is that there is just hundreds of different ways to do chili. And so every single person being able to see how they envision chili, for me, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I've never thought of okra in chili. Okay, so is there, besides chocolate, you know, chocolate, I hope I do taste a chocolate chili soon.
All right, yeah.
But is there any other ingredient that, you know, you haven't tried in a chili that, you know, that you're hoping you'll try someday?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Ingredients that I wouldn't have had in chili that might be unique and fun. Fruits are always really fun for chili. I think I may have seen pineapple used before, but I think being able to incorporate fruits into chili might be really fun. Oh, I have heard of grilled watermelon in chili before. I don't know how that's done. I know I've seen it or read about it in some way. So fruits would be a lot of fun. I would definitely be impressed. That's for sure. I think anyone would be impressed for that matter.
Yeah, definitely. And I just thought of something too. For those amazing imaginations, somebody's child can have an idea for a chili recipe too.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, my kids, as young as they are, they're not even in elementary school yet, and they love adding things to the chili and helping me stir it. And so, yeah, you know, get your kids involved. It's a chili is so nice because it is so easy to make, and so everyone in your family can get involved.
Yeah.
Team effort.
Definitely. That would be a very fun time. Okay. So talking about the contestants, how many contestants do you hope for? How many do you have?
Yeah. So we're hoping for about 30 different contestants. I think that would be great. We haven't hit that yet. We're kind of at that halfway point right now. But we're definitely hoping for more. And so we have a few different spots in town, to sign up for that. Or if you don't want to leave your home to sign up in person, then you just call. I think they can do that right here, actually.
Yeah, you can. Here at KSDK and at the Nolan Center, right?
Yep. Nolan Center or directly at the Salvation Army. Yeah. And there's a few other people in town that are helping put this together. I know Haley Reeves would be a great person to talk to. Scott Glaze, they're both helping out a lot with this. So you can definitely talk to them as well, and they can help out too.
Awesome. So have you heard from any of the contestants on what their chili is going to consist of and what they're looking forward to?
I don't know. I think they're being pretty hush-hush. They got to keep it a secret. You know, for me, I just outed myself on here. So you know, I guess you can steal all my ideas now. But no, I haven't heard from anyone, but maybe that's because they're taking it really seriously, which is great. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, maybe they're in the kitchen every single day just perfecting their recipes.
Yeah, measuring out perfectly every single ingredient. They've got it down to a science.
Yeah, and then they might be excited about post chili cook-off so they can eat other things.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the prizes. There's the judges prize and the community prize.
Yeah. So I'll start with the judges prize. There is a really nice cash prize for that that I think everyone can be excited for. There will be a cash prize, but also there will be a full-on gift card for your groceries available so you can make more chili at home. That'll be a lot of fun. And then from the community side, the winner of the community's favorite is going to be getting a really, really nice brand new Instapot that they can have for their family at home. Yeah. And who doesn't love Instapots now?
Oh, my goodness. That's just like sign me up to make this chili.
So there you go. See, I got one more now.
Yeah. Yeah. I did look into my recipes to see if I had any chili recipes.
Well, see, that's the nice thing about today is that, you know, I've heard that too. Like, well, I don't know how to make chili. I've never made it before. Well, there's this great new thing called YouTube, and it has all kinds of stuff on it. So I say just head over to YouTube. If you guys don't know, you know, how to make your own chili, feel free to steal someone else's recipe.
Yeah, and maybe I'll expand my own imagination and just do that before I look at YouTube.
Hey, that's how would be how I do it.
Yes. Okay, so what are the details for the cook-off for next in two Saturdays? Time, does it cost money? Who can join?
Yeah, so anyone who signs up to enter their chili into the competition, that sign up is totally free. We want to encourage people to do that with really no barriers. We are telling all of our contestants who enter their chili to be at the Nolan Center about 10:30. That's about a half hour before it starts. The event will take place from 11 to 1. So that kind of gives you an idea about the timing for that event. As far as everyone participating, we are asking for $5 at the door. So as people are coming into the Nolan Center to participate, it's a $5 door fee just to come on in. And again, that is totally for the food bank. It's a small fundraising element, but we also want people to realize that we're doing this for so that people in Wrangell can have more groceries when otherwise they wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, and $5 is less than a meal.
Oh yeah, totally.
Takeout, we're going out meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so again, the cook-off itself is at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. on April 13th, which mm-hmm. is a Saturday, at the Nolan Center. However, if you are a contestant, show up at 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. You got it.
Awesome. So on top of the chili cook-off, what else is in the works for the Salvation Army? Any other plans?
Yeah, so I mean, our goal in this community is really just to love on people and to provide opportunities for youth and for adults to get involved. So whether that be our teen youth group on Thursday nights or our preschool art class on Thursday mornings. Our goal is just going to be continuing to provide new opportunities. So stay tuned. We do have a couple of things coming up. We're hoping to do some kind of week-long preschool-aged event in the summertime. So we've got lots of stuff in the works right now. Nothing too solidified at this point. We definitely have some opportunities for some summer camp spots, which is really exciting for kids ages 7 all the way to 17. So that's going to be fun. Look out for that because summer camp's great.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Captain Chase.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And that was Captain Chase. We were talking about the chili cook-off at the Nolan Center that will be held on April 13th. On a Saturday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. We are going to be jumping into World Cafe, which starts at 2 o'clock. And we'll talk to you later.